workshop about reading, spelling, and critical thinking. Really, the pattern behind all of these subjects is to teach your kids how to think and how to find things logically. And that applies to learning phonics as a way of learning to read. There's an approach, a logical approach to learning to spell. And in learning to analyze what they read and watch, the movies they see, the books they read, the literature that they use. Typically, school is a place where kids learn to memorize and then write down what they've memorized. And that's what causes the problems later and why they don't know how to think or analyze or put things together. You can't give them a booklet for 45 minutes a day that's called problem solving and expect them to turn into thinkers. They have to have a way of learning. Your environment has to promote logic and thought and analysis. Give them a right to an opinion, but teach them how to support their opinion. I'll start out with the phonics and then we'll move along just to touch everything briefly. There's no secret to phonics. All the phonic rules are in the Natural Speller, which is at the Design and Study table. Phonics has a pattern and a logic, but spelling is still visual memory. Because we have such a mix of languages, we don't have a simple phonic rule that covers everything. So something can end with an old sound and it can be spelled E-L-L-E-A-L. All right, so it makes it tough and that's where visual memory comes in. But when you're teaching kids, when you're starting, okay, you don't want to teach exceptions. You want to start with all the things that have something in common so that they learn to find patterns and to rely on patterns. And all phonics, all teaching reading is to teach them to hear a sound and identify letters with that sound.